welcome to the Gamerland Podcast. I'm your host, Justin Worsham. With me, as always, is the one, the only, the cozy chamomile to my frustration, the KevinMiller.com. Jump and press the circle button, Kevin.
So angry. So mad right now. That's what my two-year-old says. So
really?
Mad. So mad. She's very in touch with her emotions. So but, mad. So sad, Dad.
But she sounds so, like she's doing a bit, like
yeah,
when she says it that
way. It feels
way.
That way. Yeah, especially when she's screaming. And sometimes she'll say, so mad at you, Mom.
Really?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Today she had to stay on her bed for a quiet time, and she wanted to get down, and I went and let her, and I came back in after an hour of her not being able to get off the bed, and she was just crying. I said, what's wrong? She said, I'm sad. Had to sit here.
Is quiet time like a timeout? Or
no, it was like nap time that we didn't force them to sleep. It's experiment.
So it's like they go in there, hang out, yeah. And if they go to sleep, it's because they're tired.
Yeah, exactly.
If not, they just chill.
Yeah. Sometimes we do that. That was today. We let them read books and do whatever. But, of course, then the game comes. What can I knock off the bed and have to go pick up? Oh, no. I dropped this again. And I was like, don't knock that
so,
off the
so
bed.
So quiet time quickly turns into playing fetch with parents.
Yes, that's right.
Fetch with parents?
Oh, fine. Fetch with Paris. I love fetch with Paris. And take two.
I'll have what he's
so
having.
So angry. So mad.
Hold on. Let me turn off the recorder.
No.
Let's make this real.
I am angry, though.
Why?
So many games make me mad.
Did you spend some time thinking about
yes.
it?
Yes.
Here's the thing. I don't know if I've got a mental block on this.
What?
Because I spend a lot of time talking to my kids about them getting frustrated with
sure.
their own gaming experience.
Yeah.
They've lightened up a lot. So we're seeing some progress in that area. But the only thing I could think of, and here's the thing. The other reason why I'll go first, because yours are going to be more interesting.
Because I have a lot more emotions than you.
No, well, maybe. But I feel like, here's the thing. For me, gaming is what I do to relax, right? It's not, I think it's a different, like you have a passion for it. And I think I do too, but it is a different passion than mine. Mine is, this is what I'm going to do to stop thinking. This is what I'm going to do to decompress. So the idea of it being something that frustrates me is counterintuitive to me.
So fill in the blank then. What do you think I do with video games that isn't those things that you said? What is different? And I'm not to make it about me, but I'm curious what the...
Because I think they are relaxing and it is a pastime for you, but I think it isn't just that. I think it's not... Like, I would liken video games to me as having a cigarette, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or at the end of the day, having a couple ounces of scotch on the rocks.
Sure.
Right?
Okay.
That's what a video game is to me. For you, I would liken it to being more like getting on a treadmill or, you know what I mean? Like,
so where, angry.
Me? No, that it's like, it's what you do.
Yeah,
you see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like
yeah,
I
yeah.
think it's a big part of who you are and what you do.
That's an interesting reflection.
Because your passion is so much more intense than say mine. I like it. Like
and
I would say it also maybe I'm being unfair. Maybe cuz you have a better understanding of not only the industry but also of like even the nerd realm, but anything nerdy that comes across my my muzzle, I don't know why I said that. I like it.
That feed bag you've been wearing all this time.
I like it. I've yet to see things that are nerdy that come across my snout.
Oh, I'm
gonna
man.
Keep rolling
keep
this
going.
Thing.
Bring it.
And turn my nose up at it.
Oh,
I would,
come on.
I would not.
I thought grill was next. I really did.
Well, we don't know. This is a long show. it still could come up.
Let's take a break.
I could get an urban dog reference going in here any minute. But does that make sense?
No, I think it's a very astute observation because I wouldn't have thought of that, but when you said
because I imagine you carve time out of your week saying this is the time that I will be playing video games.
Like we said before, like out of priorities, I don't have to carve it. I have to be intentional about television watching. Actually, I will have to be like, okay, stop. You need to go watch that show. You've been saying you're going to watch that show. It's sitting there. You paid for CBS All Access. You got to watch Star Trek Discovery. Go do it. Justin gives you his Netflix account. Go make use of it. But video games, like left alone, I just what game am I going to play? I pick through the shelf of the games to play far before.
But see, this is where I get hypocritical, though, in that like right now, I'm about to re-pick up Fallout 4.
Yeah.
Not because... Oh, I'm glad we had this conversation. I got to do something after this. But not because I am like, I have to play the game.
Yeah.
But because I've... Part of my New Year's resolution is I got to get back into my habit right. of I'm going to sell the game. So I put them all up on eBay. They'd all just... Sold, I think, all but one of them. And then I have one shyster guy who's trying to buy a game of
Do I want any of these games? Do you have good games?
These are all games that you've already either had or played. It's Watch Dogs 2, Assassin's Creed Unity, Assassin's Creed Syndicate.
I've never played a Fallout game.
I didn't sell Fallout.
Okay, good.
And then Uncharted 4, I think, are the...
Which I never played.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I don't think that one sold. If that one sold, that's the one that the guy goes, how about I just give you $10 now for shipping and everything, is what I think. And it just, it made my grill.
Are you allowed to advertise your eBay channel?
Good point by
you. Can you talk about it and be like, buy a game from Justin right now? He'll sign it.
I don't know why that would be a violation of their terms of agreement.
Yeah. What's your handle? What's your eBay handle?
I don't know.
Okay, well then this is terrible.
It's got to be. I would assume because it's really old school. I would assume it's Worsham Justin. What I would assume.
How old is your eBay account?
Pretty old.
Like 90s?
A decade at least.
Just a decade.
No, probably longer.
Right?
I don't know when. I mean,
mine's 1999. My Amazon account is from 1999.
Mine's probably going to be early 2000s.
But we were in San Jose.
I'm not early enough adopter for eBay.
But we were there. We were there when they were doing radio ads for Amazon.
True.
We were in the city where it was starting.
But I feel like the only thing I ever used eBay for was video games. That's it.
Yeah.
And then when I got to the podcasting stuff, I did it to get some equipment early.
I used eBay to satisfy every childhood desire that was not achieved. So my biggest, most horrible thing I did was that I bought not one, but three pleather ETs.
Oh, those, yes, with the finger.
Yeah. I don't know if he had a finger, but see, when I was in the second
grade. I remember it had the red
chest,
and then I thought it had one single finger.
He was about a foot, maybe 15 inches tall. See, I didn't have one. I wanted one. And then there was some, school activity, you sell the most candy nonsense. So angry. And
you need some quiet time.
Yeah. And, I didn't sell enough. And then... They came around with this box and they made it out. They always do that thing where they're selling wrapping paper or whatever to where it's going to be this grand prize, like the
Chuck
Super Bowl. You're going to win so much. And then when they got to it, they could barely care about giving you the thing that you earned. And really what it was, they showed you a list of things that the grand prize person was going to be able to pick from each classroom. And all they did is they had a cardboard box and they went around to the room and they're like, pick the item. And if the item was gone, you didn't get it because the kid in the other room got it. So I was in the second grade. So they probably did first grade first and then second grade or who knows. And I looked over and I didn't get the grand prize. I was probably like fifth back from most sold. But there was an ET in that box. So when I was in college and eBay showed up, I was like, clickety, clickety, click, clack. I'm getting me an ET. And I had three of them.
You got three of them?
About three of them from three different people.
How much, can I ask how much you spent on these?
Probably around $20 each.
That's not bad.
But in college, that's money that could have been better spent. But here's the thing.
$60. You could find $60 better spent in college.
Maybe it was $50. I can't remember.
50 each?
Probably. Because here's the other problem.
Am I digging too deep?
Maybe. So angry. Here's the other problem is that I couldn't let it go, right? I bid on something, and then if I was afraid I was going to not get it, I'd start bidding on another thing. So then I'd end up with both or all of them, and then they'd show up and they'd be in not a great condition. I'm like, well, I want one in better condition, so I'd order more. So I had three ETs.
With our listeners being younger than us, for the most part.
Not all of them.
I know not all of them, but for the most part, right? It's interesting that I think most of them didn't have to go through the eBay hard knocks kind of thing, where I remember there was something I was trying to get. I can't remember what it was, but I just remember going, I really want this thing.
Yeah.
So, and I don't want to have to go back and check. So I think I just put it at like $125. And then there was that thing that I didn't know about where at the end everybody swoops in.
Oh, yeah.
And all it did was just drive that price all the way up.
Good for
and
you.
I was like, son
Did
of
you me. Win?
Oh, yeah, of course I won, but I way overpaid what I wanted.
Oh,
I did the foolish
you
thing.
You wanted it, and
I think I added $50 more to what I was willing to pay for it.
Wow.
Which was, it created a real auction, which I don't think really truly happens anymore. Like, you know, like a movie auction.
Yeah.
And two bits.
And I see, I think that eBay has been really embraced by the baby boomer culture. Do your parents love it? My dad loves eBay. He's selling, he's shopping. Everything is about it.
My parents, while younger than most people's, parents behave older than everyone's parents.
They're actually Great Depression.
My father loves technology, right? But he would be the first to be like, that eBay thing, I don't know what the hell that's all about. I mean, sure, it could be good for auto parts, I guess. But I don't have much use for it beyond that.
But Mr. Worsham, you can get new cigar parts or really good custom made.
That's what a tobacconist is for. Why would I go online for something like that?
How about, I know you like to.
I like that Amazon.
Okay, well, yeah, because there's no bidding. I get that.
Yeah, I just pay what I want. It comes in 2 days. I don't know if you knew that.
That is the worst impression of your dad.
That's what I was thinking the whole time.
I met your father. He sounds nothing like that.
Like some cartoonish version of John Goodman. Yeah,
I was the co-best man at your wedding with that guy. He doesn't sound anything like that.
To be honest, I think, you tell me if I'm wrong, I think he sounds exactly like me. Every time I go to his house and I pick up the phone and go, hello, they go, hey, Jesse, you fucker, what are you doing?
You're like, why? Who are you? Please stop calling.
Well, the worst was, and I'm sorry, we're falling down a rabbit hole here, but the worst was
Alice, where?
When my dad had his heart attack, he's a repair tech for anesthesia equipment,
which is technology, also interesting.
So he had a sales rep. So the way that his industry would work is there would be a sales rep who would sell the hospital the equipment, and then my father would service that for them.
Yeah.
And so if you had a problem, you would obviously contact your sales rep because you had regular contact with him. And so he's trying to get my dad to come out and service this machine, and my dad's not returning his phone calls. Mm. He hasn't serviced the machine. And it's because my dad's been laid up in a hospital for 3 days because he had a heart attack.
Yeah, sure.
So by the time things had calmed down, I finally got a hold of his cell phone, and I was calling the people that had been leaving him voicemails. And this guy, I think his name was Steve, had left so many horrible messages on his phone, like cursing my father out.
That's why you never do that, because you never know if the person got into an accident.
And so then I call him, and he picks up the phone. He goes, Jesse, you son of a bitch, as soon as he answers. And I said, Steve, I was trying to get his attention, but I sound like my dad.
Yeah.
So he goes, don't you Steve me, you motherfucker. Like,
wow.
He goes, I've been trying to get a hold of you this whole time. I go, Steve, this isn't Jesse. And he goes, what the? I don't have time for your games, Jesse. Like, I'm not making this up.
I know.
And I'm in a hospital going, no, it's his son. I'm his son, Justin. He goes, who the hell is Justin? I go, I am Jesse's son, Justin. And he goes, listen, here's
funny now.
And he starts to go on this tear. And I just started yelling into the phone. I said, Steve, I'm Justin. My dad had a heart attack 3 days ago. He's in the ICU right now. And I'm trying to call you so that you know. And then he just went silent. And he goes, Jesse, if this is a joke.
What kind of trust issues does this guy have with your father?
But you also know my dad, so know that there is a lot of reason to.
What would be the curveball that you would have to throw to break it? Like busting into a Jamaican accent or something that he would not expect Jesse to do?
I don't know. I was at such a loss. I felt, here's the thing, the whole time it's happening.
Because clearly everything you're doing is just doubling down that he's assuming that you're fake.
And the whole time it's happening, I'm just feeling more and more horrible for this guy. Because we know, I felt, we're all going to have the realization that my dad had a heart attack.
Yeah.
It's almost died. And and as soon as he did, he goes, I'm so sorry. Like he just sat there and he just kept apologizing. I said, Steve, it's okay. There's no way for you to know. He goes, no, but that was horrible. I said some horrible. And then there was another pause. He goes, you didn't listen to the voicemail, did you?
Oh, man.
And I said, I heard, may have gotten one or two. He goes, just delete them. Don't let your dad hear them.
Here's the thing. Always behave as though the other person is in the hospital.
Right.
And then you never have to be embarrassed for your actions.
How often does that come up?
Enough to where I've heard this story before.
But if he
doesn't
do that, we don't have a fun story, too. Like, think about all the times you've gone. Like,
I was
to go
more
up to
giving
more
advice
people.
To people. If you want to live in sitcom world.
Yes, it's more fun.
That's fair.
I want to go ask more chicks how far along pregnant they are just to see what happens.
Wow, that's
good. You know what I mean? Just roll the dice.
You're a married man with kids. What could possibly go wrong?
Frustrating games for me really boils down to I had a frustrating game of Madden recently.
Really?
Yeah, where it's like You just can't, but it's different now. See, the old school Madden used to drive me nuts because there would actually be glitches that would happen. This game is different in that it's really comes down to momentum and just the ability to make a play. I feel like it I don't know if it truly
like
is.
Like the actual game.
Yes, but it feels like when you are playing this year's Madden, I feel like it is like being involved while watching a football game. Like there's a that lot of similar of elements
which,
to it.
Which they've done tests on, right? That they've checked the something emotional levels, or they check the brain patterns of the fans and the players, and they have the same level of emotional investment.
Really? I didn't know about this.
I feel like we've read that, but it's something that's going through their bloodstream that like makes you care, adrenaline or whatever. It's the same amount.
Wow.
That just by you participate through caring, through observing.
I do. And it's funny because I feel like I'm eating my own words with my kids when I'll be like, I'll be in the room playing the game and you'll just hear me randomly. Somebody make a play. Come on.
That's why you care, because it's real.
Yeah. Woods, you got to catch that, man. You got to catch it.
What would you do
come on, Sammy.
When it was glitches, what would you do? How would you vent your frustration?
That's the thing is that there is. That's why I felt like it wasn't a valid frustration, because this is actually from the game, like the game of football.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You see what I'm saying?
When you got mad at the technology, that was a different...
That was a frustration where there's nothing I could do, but there was also a little bit of relief in that it's like, happens. What can I do?
That makes you an emotionally stable person who would never leave hateful voicemails to someone while they were actually in the
ICU. Right, exactly, right. I would never... not yet. I mean...
You got a lot of life to live.
I don't get angry enough, I feel, at people that I know of.
You don't take it personally like that. That like this Steve guy does. If someone snubs you, you don't sit here going, "Who the F do you think you are?"
Yeah, I flick a switch. Natalie says that about me a lot. That it's like if you push me too far, I just flick a switch and you're done. Then I move on. Mm-hmm. But and the only other game,
which is a great thing for your wife to assess.
No, it could never happen to her. I'm too codependent on her.
But I think it's just dependent. If it's healthy, it's dependent.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Not all relationships are bad.
Name two.
Yours and mine.
Oh, okay. All right. We're okay.
That's one relationship.
We're doing good.
Yours and mine relationship. Okay, see what I did there? Grammar jokes.
We're getting highbrow.
Secondly, finally, we need all those highbrow attention.
Call of Duty was the other one, but it was more because of my inability to play online well enough. I always am trying to figure out what's the element that I'm missing, because I think mostly now it's reps. I don't get to play as much as I want.
Yeah.
But I can't think of a game I remember Contra as a kid.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We played that a ton, and if it wasn't for that code, there's no way that I could have.
Oh, the what was the code?
Up, down, down, left,
that was
right,
the
left,
one?
Right, A, B, A, select, start.
A, B, A, B, select, start. Yeah,
was
yeah.
Was there another A, B, A, A, B?
Yeah, I think it's A, B, A, B, select,
yes,
start.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. That one give you 99 lives or something like that.
And that's what that's from. I, of course, knew the code, but I didn't remember what it was from.
And I think that Mario sometimes would frustrate me as a younger person but then I just stopped playing it. Which is probably why I'm not as into platformers.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you all about my frustrations with games after the break when we come back. I also, if my wife is listening, I want her to call in and I want her to tell us what happens when she plays video games, because I'm not going to say it. But she can.
Oh, boy.
If you want to hear it, you got to call in, Kat.
Oh, I'm so excited. No, she has. There is no choice now.
I called you out.
Oh, it's going down for real. Boop, 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 boop. Right after this. All right, now lose it. Just lose it. Go crazy. All right, we're talking frustrated games, or frustrating games, I should say.
Frustrations with games?
Yeah.
Highbrow grammarly humor.
Thank you. And I have learned just before we went to commercial break that your wife gets... We're about to hear her frustration with games her talking about
I'm not going to talk about her frustration with games. She is going to tell you about... whether or not she gets frustrated with games.
All right, Kat, you are on the line now with us. What's Kevin talking about here?
I'm so mad.
Hazel? Is that you?
So mad at you.
Oh,
at me.
Somebody's getting some quiet time.
That's what she says.
That's what she said. I was misrepresented, I feel like, last week when Kevin said I always blame the game instead of user error.
Oh, that's right. I remember this. Yeah.
I did say always.
Okay, mm-hmm. defend yourself.
Yeah. Well, it's not always user error. When I'm in Mario Kart. No, not Mario Kart. What do we play? Super Mario World?
Yep.
3D. I'll jump and he won't jump, or I'll aim him somewhere and he won't go there, and I don't understand why, and I get very frustrated.
And then what how do you carry out your frustration? Like what happens?
Thank you for smoothing right over the part where you did not affirm nor deny that she claims she presses the jump button and it works.
Well, I'll get there. I'm unpacking. Well,
you're going to circle back.
I'm unpacking.
You're going to wrap to her. I feel
because here's the thing. In order to go circle back to that,
yeah.
I feel like we have to get a mental picture of what happens. Because here's what happened. I think that the minute that anybody listening to this hears this, this is a very... It's divisive. That you're either pro or con, or pro or against this. There's very little gray area. That either there are people who are listening to this that completely relate to what she is saying, and they're like, "Yeah, absolutely,
it's the game's fault."
Yes, mm-hmm. And then there are other people who are right. No, I'm kidding. So then there are other people who are like, come on. It's not the game. That's the point of the game, is you have to be able to manipulate the controller.
Yeah, I understand that it can't always be the game's fault, but I also don't think it's always my fault.
No, it's not always your fault. In the game Star Wars Unleashed, they actually went on record and admitted that there were wrong instructions on the screen in one portion of the game. You're supposed to use the Force to bring down a Star Destroyer, and it says push up, and they really should have said, like, rotate them or something. And they owned it. Like, and I used to bang my head against the wall going, almost breaking the controller, pushing it forward. I'm like, I don't know how much more forward, and it keeps showing an icon of you rotating the controller forward. I'm like, what do you want from me, man? And I had to look it up. They're like, yeah, it says the wrong thing.
There had to be at least 10,000 people that in a night, like just frustration, just set the controller down and reach out with their hand and it starts to tremble while they try to use the actual Force to move a digital Star Destroyer.
But with the Mario games, there are moments where you think you press the jump and you're a beat too late and you fall through the cracks or whatever. That's part of learning the game.
Yeah.
So when you get angry,
I feel like what I do on the controller is not reflected on what my character is doing on the screen.
This is why we need virtual reality.
I don't think it would help.
It's the same thing that happened when we were at Dave and Buster's last week when we played Pac-Man together.
Yeah.
I got to a point where I was like, am I on the wrong guy? And I had to look over at your guy to be like, am I moving him? Because I'm moving up, down, and forward, and the guy is just, like, standing there. Or then we'll, like...
And that's a good example, though, because at the arcade, those consoles are probably busted. So that's probably not user error.
Thank you for your validation.
You're welcome. I'm very validating.
So when you get... But I gotta know, when you get angry at Mario, what does young, sweet, innocent cat do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, tell him.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I'm cursing from the start, the F word all over the place.
So there's lots of F bombs. Are they in succession? Is it like fudge, 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 fudge? Or is it just like, are they stretched out and long? Like,
it's everything. No. It's as many as I can all the time.
Yeah. No, it sounds like she's constantly stubbing her toe.
Which is ironic because it seems like Mario also is.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, he's not jumping over that block.
It's just an infinite number of Marios being spit out, all to stub their toe.
Now, is there a flushness in her face?
Oh, yeah. Like, she's sweating. Oh, yeah. She's angry. We have to shut the door when she's playing so the neighbors don't hear it.
My hands get so clammy.
She couldn't do it when the baby was napping back when we had a baby. Now,
did you have this passion for gaming before you met your husband?
No, I did not. You're welcome. Tetris, and that was about it.
That was the only game you grew up playing, and then now you're playing Mario on your Nintendo Wii, right?
Wii U.
Mm-hmm. Hello, yeah. Sailor.
It's not the Switch.
Yeah, but. And we completed all the levels, and we got all 3 stars on each level and the flag.
Except the star levels. We stopped them because we literally realized it was going to be bad for our marriage.
Why?
It got... You tell it, hon. What happened? Do you want to tell the world?
Wow, you're so condescending.
No, it's an inviting. It's playful condescension.
Your podcast.
Your podcast.
My favorite part about this.
I don't remember that happened other than what happened with all the other. I probably just got mad at you because so you weren't doing
mad.
It right. But
exactly.
At you though? Yeah, she got mad at you. Got mad at Kevin.
Yeah, for not doing it right. Yeah.
Oh, so it's like your guy. You didn't jump.
Yeah, or something.
When you're supposed to
jump. We should try them again because you can have up to 4 people play at once. It'd probably be easier with some more people and some more lives.
Have you ever tried swapping a controller when you're saying that it's not doing what you're doing, Kat?
Gets the Wii U pad, and I would use the Pro controller, which is more like a standard gaming controller.
And she's got the big one with the screen on it.
With the screen, yeah.
Okay.
Because the other ones we have are yours, the Wii U, the Wii controllers, which are tiny little sticks, like French toast sticks, and they're difficult to use.
And how long, and you guys would do like, are you Mario and Luigi in this game, or is it like you're taking turns every time somebody dies? Like, how is it on you to lose this, Kevin?
Good question. I was always the princess until we unlocked Rosalina. Then I was Rosalina because she has an offensive move with no power up, which is really great.
Oh.
Yeah, that's a little pro tip if you ever play Super Mario 3D World. You know, like a 5-year-old game.
So you guys had a conversation or it was unspoken that it's like, okay, we're going to
I said we're done. I said it stopped being fun.
Now is it
we're not ready. We cannot do this.
And how did you feel about this ending of it, Kat?
I understood. I was okay with it.
That's interesting. It's so funny.
Like, this is not fun. And I'm like, it hasn't been fun since the beginning. Like, we've been frustrated. We're trying to win this level.
That's right. And that's what I would keep saying.
If you lose and start over.
I would keep trying to tell her this is for fun. It's for, you know, it's like being on a treadmill. You're supposed to enjoy exercise. And she would be so mad. So mad. So mad.
But you could empathize with the anger.
Oh, yeah, totally. Totally can empathize.
So the issue you had
and I know I was yelling at him. I would just get frustrated because we'd finally get to a certain point that I wouldn't be able to do. So I think sometimes, like, I would stand off to the side, and you would try and, like, go through the, like, spinning hoops, and then I would be able to do the tough stuff.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, jump now! And then you wouldn't, and then I would get super mad. But I'm just in the moment. I'm not really mad at you. I'm just like...
Yeah, it's a lot of frustration.
It's interesting because I feel like this is a cat I don't know.
Really?
Yeah,
oh, we got a game more.
You know,
really? Really?
You know, well, you guys know each other far better than I know you.
Sure.
You know
what
I mean? So, and there's a peek behind the mask, even as close as I would say we are. There's a peek behind the mask that the spouse gets that nobody else gets.
Yeah.
It's a double-edged sword of comfort.
If I gamed with you, I would probably be the same way.
Oh, she would do it. Yeah, it becomes like...
Maybe I wouldn't be mad at you.
Yeah, I was going to say, I can't...
You would see the anger.
I would open it. I would welcome it just to see...
We got
to
see that happen.
Because it's different. If she starts attacking me, it gets bad real quick because it won't affect me. But you see, for you, it's personal.
Yeah.
You see what I mean? Like,
back off.
Exactly.
I press the circle button.
Exactly.
So turn it around, hon. What game do I get mad on?
Multiple ways.
Wow. What game do I get mad at?
I don't understand what's happening.
She's doing innuendos.
I don't understand what's going on here. Are we having a Mario Party now? Is that what just happened?
Oh, well done.
Is that what just happened? Hold on. Let me rotate my controller. Just give me 1 second. Reel this fish in.
I'm trying to think of more Mario puns. So what game have you seen me?
Someone in the chat says, I think Justin should be a marriage counselor.
Oh, thanks, Justin.
It only works in the video game world.
What game have you seen me get the most frustrated, and how do I vent said frustration?
Oh, you've almost thrown your controller before, I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
At what
or
game?
You, like, grip it really tight and, like, Hulk out, like, shake it.
Yeah.
Like, that's you want to break it in half. I'm trying to think. Oh, shoot. I know I don't know if I remember the name. Something recently, like in the last year or two. And it's usually... Oh, you know what? Madden. You get really mad at Madden.
See, I get mad.
You even admitted you had to put it away.
I had to stop playing it because I don't know football. I'm the opposite of you.
Halfway through a game, and then our internet would cut out for no reason.
Oh, yeah. That's right. That was incredibly infuriating. And that's not user error.
And there would be some stuff where you were like, I didn't push anything, and all of a sudden my guy is flying back 50 yards. I don't know what happened.
Yeah,
and so
that would be tough. That's why I like to play as the Patriots, because Tom Brady is like Velcro.
But what percentage of the time that you've seen Kevin game would you say that he gets angry? Even not, it doesn't even have to be an 8 on the anger scale, but like just, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I'd say it's been less over the last few years. I think now it's probably like 20% of the time.
Really?
That and then high, what but... about you?
Yeah, maybe 10%. Me, if I'm getting, like, what am I playing? Mario?
I don't, whatever,
or your,
I don't care.
Your app on your phone.
Anything you're playing.
If it's Mario, then probably like 100%.
It's 100%.
We're going to be 100%. Like, actually playing.
But what game, do you, is there a game that you spend most, because now you don't play Mario, is there a game you spend most of your time playing?
Yeah. No, I do like apps on my phone.
Like what kind of apps? Like, give me like, is it Candy Crush or is that still old or?
It's like that. It's called Cookie Jam, and I'm on level like 2,300.
Now, when you're playing Cookie Jam.
She also plays Best Fiends, which is pretty popular.
Oh, we just started advertising that at iHeart.
Yeah. Oh, great.
So Best Fiends or Cookie Jam, like how often are you frustrated or angry? What percentage of the time?
And not that much. I mean, I'll kind of get frustrated, but I like it because it's not timed. I don't like timed games. So it goes by mood.
That's true.
So
Mario frustrates her for that.
But I get like really excited if I beat a level and it's taken me like days to beat or several tries. I'll be like, yes, I won.
Have you ever had to resist the urge to throw your phone?
I think I get really frustrated at that.
Have you ever to resist the urge to throw your phone? I feel like that's more likely to happen.
No. Yeah. No.
Well, the angriest I ever have gotten to my own memory in playing a game that actually had a negative impact, because when I was a kid, my brother broke my Super Nintendo controller. He was like 12. I made him buy me a new one.
Oh, I remember the story. Yeah.
So the only time as an adult that I've actually hulked out to the point where something went wrong, I was playing the first Arkham game against the Joker in the final battle and kept getting my ass kicked by the Joker. And I eventually, after like a half hour of just fruitless tries, I was like, screw this game, and angrily mashed the Xbox button and shut the thing down in the middle of it. Well, they have little warnings about that at the start of every game to not turn the console off while it's saving your game at the end of a death. And when the next time, cool returned and I went to go play the final battle against the Joker, the entire save was gone. And I didn't have Xbox Gold, so the entire game was just gone.
Back and play it again, or you said nope?
Nope.
Moving on.
I literally I almost chucked the Xbox out of the room and instead walked calmly into the other room,
boot a blowtorch to set it on fire,
and load YouTube to learn where to buy a blowtorch to set it on fire. No, just to watch the final
just
scene.
Just to watch the cutscene.
And be like, that was good. And so there are times when I played the second game thinking, if I had beaten it, would there have been things that the game would have known? Because sometimes games sequels will do that. They're like, no, it sees the save file from the completed game. And I was like,
There's four games that do that, and I do the exact same thing just on the off chance. I think Mass Effect did it once, and then after that they stopped. And then there's Infamous.
Infamous does that. And they have like one level that they remember how you ended it before, even if you did both. Right. So that's the worst I ever got. I'll tell you more after we say goodbye to my wife.
All right. Thanks for calling in, Kat. That was a lot of fun.
Guys.
Call in any time. I would say you could use the hotline, but the hotline is the same as every other line.
All right. Do you want to take a break, hear Tales from Tyria, or do you want to do Stump Now or after the break?
We could do Stump Now.
Stump Now.
Nobody's called in yet, and we still have our voicemail. So if you want to call in, 877-222-8323. I think everybody was just excited to hear Kat talk about it and didn't want to block the lines. 877-222-8323 if you want to call in. But we got another voicemail from our friend Matt.
I'm so mad!
Hello, Mr. Worsham and Dr. Miller. This is your avid caller, Matt, calling in with a humble response to your question that you posed at the end of episode 1001. It was the most frustrating game I've ever played. Right now I'm playing Cuphead. It's a very difficult game. I'm streaming it at Mixer.com. Matthew 72.
He sounds like he's playing Cuphead.
But playing it right now. Mm-hmm. It's a very, very challenging game. I'm currently stuck on the Green Dragon boss. I believe his name is Kevin and Justin's Friendship. It's a hard boss with a lot of barriers to overcome, but I feel with time and hard work, I can somehow defeat it and win. Anyway, that was just your an answer. This has been your acquaintance, Matt, calling in.
That's doing so bits. That's good.
Thank you for your time. I truly appreciate it.
It's good to know where you belong on the pecking order.
Yeah.
Matt, I appreciate that. Acquaintance.
I don't understand the joke about our friendship, though. He's trying to be our...
Because ours is impenetrable.
He can't break into it. It is like the Cuphead credits, if you would.
It's unattainable.
Yeah. You can't get there.
That's fantastic. Is anybody calling in?
Sorry, I got to switch back over to another screen. Otherwise, I'll play Stump It. Oh, we did have somebody the 256 area code. Hello.
It's just Stump.
To your two acquaintances.
Hello, acquaintances.
Hello, who is this?
This is Jimmy.
Hey, oh, Jimmy. Jimmy got a little...
My heart has finally calmed down to about 140 beats a minute after last week.
Is that normal? I'm not a doctor.
Yeah, by the way, you may want to lower your saturated fats if your resting heartbeat is 140.
That sounds high.
Yeah, it is very high.
Like bump, bump. Bump, bump.
I went through this whole medical thing because my resting heart rate was at 94, and then now it's at...
What should it be, 80?
No, well, here's the thing. I think ideally they want you in the 70s.
That makes sense.
I don't officially.
Like 0.9 per
But
second.
I was at 90, 94, and I thought that was normal, and then as soon as I turned around my diet and everything, now I hover between like a 69 and a 73.
That sounds good.
And then if you run marathons and stuff, you could get it as low as like upper mid-50s.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Natalie's is at like a 58. She's almost dead.
Yeah, she is pretty much. That's why she's always cold. Ow.
All right, so Jimmy, you're calmed down now, and are you ready to play the stumping game?
It's just Stump.
Got it.
Jimmy, how old are you?
All right, let's get to stumping. I am 25.
Okay, so you're on the younger side. So have you ever played Meat Boy?
I played Meat Boy. I actually never played Super Meat Boy until a
or
couple
Super
weeks
Meat
ago.
Boy. Yeah,
but I played the Flash game.
Oh, okay.
Back when
Super
I
game.
When I was in high school.
Yeah, because there are a lot of tough games out there like Super Meat Boy, and the reason why is because the developers of games like Super Meat Boy were, when they were younger, there were very difficult games that were difficult on accident. So then that's how they emotionally appreciate games. They're like, I want a game that punishes me.
Wow.
And so I'm going to make Super Meat Boy. They have a whole interview. Yeah, that's what I want. I want to recreate something that's painful. So the most legendary, most painful game in the history of man is Battletoads. Have you ever played it?
Oh. Sorry, I stepped on him. I was so excited to play my sound effects.
Have you ever played Battletoads?
Wait, I don't have her.
No, not now.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to get this. Hold on. All right.
You can't answer the question. Oh, God. Have you ever played Battletoads?
We're
going to
get to the stumping game in a minute.
It's here. Just stump.
Okay, all right. Go ahead. Ask him again.
Have you ever played Battletoads?
No, he's ready now. See, he waited.
Oh, good. So, have you?
I have not played Battletoads, but I have.
That's him hanging up on us.
No, I'm sorry, Jimmy. All right, go. You've not played Battletoads. I have played Battletoads.
You have played Battletoads. Yeah. Did you ever beat it?
No.
Okay.
No, we play. I think I maybe got through. I feel like a second or third level situation where
it is.
We rented it from the Video King in Modesto.
Yeah. After this, I want to talk about a list of super difficult games to play, but that is by far the hallmark of the worst game. So, Jimmy, if you win Stump, you can weigh in on the difficult games list.
All right.
If you don't win Stump, you have to go away. Okay?
Oh, okay.
All right. So, there were three Battletoads. This is three rounds plus a bonus round. I'm going to give you a list of three names for one for the first Battletoad. You just tell me A, B, or C, which one is an actual Battletoad. Jimmy, you're our guest. You get to go first. The first Battletoad, okay. Is it A, Zits, B, Shades, or C, Splats? Eye contact while you did that. A, B, or C?
I choose the sound effect. It'll be C for me.
C for you, Splats, Justin.
These are the names of the two Battletoads.
There are. You're naming one of the three Battletoads.
Oh, Shades.
Shades. Is there something? What? Neither of you is right.
Oh, no.
I suckered you with that Shades thing.
You did. You totally did.
Got you. Zits. Zits is one of the three Battletoads.
Oh, boy.
Justin.
Yeah.
Second Battletoad. Okay. Is his name Rash, Smudge, or Stamper?
Stamper.
Stamper. Jimmy, A, B, or C? Rash, Smudge, Stamper.
I'm going to go with Rash.
Rash. Jimmy is right.
Oh, wow.
Funny enough, Justin, you chose the name of the creators of the game, Tim and Chris Stamper.
Oh.
There you go.
I didn't know that.
That's a little Easter egg I put in there.
I totally thought Shades was a shoe.
I know. That was pretty good, right? I'm really proud
really
of that
good.
One.
That's really
good.
You should be proud of that one.
All right. Last one.
Oh, we're still more?
There's three. There's three Battletoads. You got to know the full set.
Oh, I only remember two. Man.
There's three Battletoads. You might have played a different game.
All right. Thanks for that, though.
Jimmy, the final Battletoad. Is it Booger?
Oh, no.
Greasy?
Oh, no.
Or Pimple? A, B, or C?
Can you repeat them? I was too busy laughing at your oh no sound effect.
Oh,
no.
A.
Sounds familiar.
Booger. B. Greasy. C. Pimple.
I'm going to go with Booger.
Justin?
Greasy, or what was the last one?
Booger, Greasy, Pimple. The music
booger,
really helps.
Greasy, Pimple, and he went with Booger?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Pimple. I'm going to go with Pimple. Final.
Justin answer. Pulls it out with Pimple!
Oh, yes!
Which makes it a tie game.
You suck so bad, Jimmy!
No, he also has one right.
You are so horrible at this game!
No, he has the same amount as you.
Oh, my gosh.
In fact, he got one right before you.
I just put a stump up in you. Like, just, I strumped right. Your stump.
So, the team is Zits, Rash, and Pimple. Who is their leader for all the marbles? Do you want to answer the question, Jimmy, or do you want Justin to answer the question? A, B, or C? I'm going to give him three. You're going to take it or pass
answer.
It? You're going to answer. All right. Winner
odds
lose.
Aren't in your favor, man.
Lightning round. I was going to say, you haven't played the game.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Who is the leader of the Battletoads? Is it A, Professor T. Bird? B, Major Slaughter? Or C, Ragnarok?
Is that the end? Is there a D or is it?
No, not? There's not a D. What? There's how many? We've done like four of these. Why would there be a D now? What D? All of the above. What is wrong with you? What the hell?
I like that he waits and then asks if there's a D.
You don't like him? You chose to go, bro. Which one? A, B, or C? So mad. What's your answer? B, Major Slaughter?
Oh,
Justin, do you know? He's wrong.
Yeah.
So, Justin, you won, but do you know?
I know it wasn't Major Slaughter. Give me the other two.
Professor T-Bird or Ragnarok?
I was going to go. See, here's the thing. I thought it was Professor T-Bird.
Uh-huh.
But then when you said Ragnarok, it messed with my head because I was like, oh, no, but what if that guy Like, what if that's where they got Thor from?
Yeah.
Or they put it in there.
Did you Google it?
Oh, no. But that's what I thought. It messed with my head because it made me think, oh, that would be why Kevin would throw that in there. But I'm going to stick with Professor.
Yeah, you're right. Professor T-Bird.
Oh, Jimmy, you suck so bad. Oh, my God, you're so horrible at this.
Major Slaughter is one of the villains in the game, so he is in the world. And Ragnarok is the planet that they're on.
Oh, it is.
So it is in the game. That when I saw that, I was like, "Well, that's topical enough to keep it in there."
Well put together. Thank you. That was a great game of strumpet.
Goodbye, Jimmy. So angry. Hang up on Jimmy.
So angry.
Answer D. Goodbye.
Is there a D?
Worse. We're so wonderful to our guests. All he wants to do is tell us about Cuphead in Alabama, and we just keep hanging up on him.
All right, so now we're going to take a break.
Take a break.
And come back with some news from Tyria, right?
Tales from Tyria. I'll do it later.
I know none of the titles of our segments on learning.
It's okay. That's why we're a team.
Oh, yeah.
And now it's time for Tales from Tyria. Why don't we just record this part? Why do I do it every time? It's always the same.
It just occurred to me.
It's part of the enjoyment.
I love it.
Oh, that's good stuff.
The improviser in me thinks I have to do it different every time, but I could just do it the same, right?
Sure. You do whatever you feel.
The tale
is within you. All you have to do is...
The doctors removed that. Thank you.
No, the one from Tyria.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, okay. That you just have to let it out. You just, you know, let your Tyrian tail fly.
Stop telling them I had a tail.
We'll edit this part out.
We had it removed.
I can fix this.
Kevin never had a tail.
Show like that.
That would. Oh, I turned me down. We could do it that way.
This feels more epic for Tales from Tyria at the very least.
But I feel like eventually the echo would get annoying. Although I do like the idea of spending nearly $10,000 to build this studio, and then we put an echo into the effect for the podcast.
As if we're in your bathroom.
All right.
We can't talk over each other, though.
Oh, that's a good point.
I noticed that very quickly. All right, so for Tales of Tyria, we're going to go deep into the vault to earlier at the end of last year when I completed the Path of Fire campaign, in which was the infamous battle with Balthazar, the god of war within the world of Tyria. Karina spent months and months working on the campaign to equip all the different mounts. She has a raptor. She has a springer, which is a bunny. She has a skimmer, which can go across water.
But still haven't built a griffin, right?
No. We're back in time. No griffin. I've gone back in time. I'm telling you a story. It's an archive tale of Tyria. Here's what happened. We finally get to this final boss battle, and it was... See, the thing about these games is that you never know how difficult a level is going to be until you get into it. They don't show you difficulty level. Outside of if it's a raid or a campaign, they'll say, difficulty level, you should probably have four other friends with you, idiot. Go grab some friends. But the campaign, they don't tell you. They're just like, you can go. Sometimes you go into a campaign story and it's just like a cutscene. You're like, cool.
They didn't give you a passive aggressive, okay.
Cool.
Nothing.
You just go in and you're like, oh, and sometimes you're going to be there. And once you start committing, you don't know, unless you go and look at the wiki, which feels like cheating, to see how many more steps I've got in this story or not. So it's just par for the course, and sometimes in its adventure, sometimes I play a little late at night, or I start a little late, or it's just been going on for a while, and then I'm like, oh man, I'm like in this. So in my battle against Balthazar, this is the epic final battle in the game. I had already been playing for over 2 hours, possibly 2.5. It was pushing like 1 o'clock in the morning, and I am just like with one eye open trying to complete this final battle against Balthazar. He is the god of war and fire. He is huge. And I've already destroyed these mechanized creations that he's thrown. I've already faced off against flaming elementals. And now he's before me on this plinth above all of reality. And there's fire and flame and we're stuck on this pillar together. And he throws these arching balls of fire that have these arcs to them. And I have to dodge and weave and I have to time when to move and when to attack. And I have to launch different spells at different times. And it's going so well. And we've got him down to the final 10% after learning how to get through, because each time you get him down to 75%, the game changes. 50%, the game changes. Now down to 10%, and it looks like finally, after nearly 3 hours of gaming, I'm inches from destroying Balthazar and enjoying the amazing credits and the end of the campaign when my internet connection drops out. So mad. I was so angry and I went to bed. At that point, there was like, there's nothing I can do. And I went into my bed and just put my face in my pillow and went to sleep angry and mad and tired.
How long did it take you to fall asleep?
Oh, probably.
Because you're tired, but
yeah,
then
worked up.
The anger gets you going.
And you're like, and I'd been concentrating on beating Balthazar, the god of war, for 3 hours, man. And I was going to do it on the first try.
It's like the Joker all over again.
Oh, but so bad. And so I probably took about 3 more days before I went back and played the game again. I logged in to get my daily credits because I always do.
And then
that,
it's rough because you're just going through the motions.
Because then I remember this part. It was helpful because at that point I had burned through several armors. Like, because as you die in this game, you get a little down penalty. So you respawn with less health. But over time your armor starts to get damaged to the point where you can actually just be fighting naked, like in underwear. And so thankfully I always keep an extra set or two of armor on me in case that happens or for other purposes. I'd burned through everything. I was just running around with like shoes just on.
You and your skivvies.
Yeah. Trying like just barely there trying to make, I'd use repair stones, which are very rare and very expensive in the game to bring myself back up. And it was just so mad. So mad.
I'm sorry, man.
That's okay. I thought I've saved that story for our conversation on frustrating games.
You ever seen a grown man naked?
The, was there... Just gonna mull over that.
Just had that on lock. You were like ready with that.
Well, I know it's here. Remember one time it was with our Hello Kid walked all day and I accidentally...
You ever seen a grown man naked?
the drops are part... They're like a character on the show.
I don't know if I go that far. But so there's our Tales from Tyria, but I feel like there was one other thing that we...
I was going to talk about the history. Like,
we never got your frustrating game, did we?
Oh, I told you, the Joker.
Oh, okay,
that was the worst. Game. Yeah. I was going to pull up the list of most frustrating games. I found a few lists of these. And in my attempts to find a definitive list, since it's an opinion, it's very difficult to do, but I found one that I thought was pretty good and worth reminiscing, and maybe we can conclude on this. Was there anything else that we had to share?
I think that's it.
Great.
Yeah.
There were a handful of lists, and a lot of people go through and try
to... I feel like Friday the 13th has got to be on there, because that was like the most difficult game.
Friday the 13th? I don't know that
E.T.
game.
E.T. was another one that like people just threw away because it was just...
But that wasn't so much difficult as just poorly explained.
Right.
Because I played on the Game Boy way back in the day, Game Boy Color maybe, Jurassic Park, the simulator Jurassic Park. There are no instructions in the box, in the game. You just put it in and start going. And after a while, you're like, oh, I think I understand what I'm supposed to be doing. and eventually you're going around like harvesting crystals to make more dinosaurs and then make a park that runs. The idea should be amazing, like Sim Jurassic Park, but it wasn't.
I'm so angry at myself right now.
So mad.
So mad because I have somewhere in here. I'll have to find it while we're talking about this. Cause what while you praise me for the drops,
You dropped the drops. All right.
I dropped it.
So this is from Segment Next, and they published this list on October 1st, 2016. It'll be in our show notes. So I don't know Segment Next. Have you heard of them
before? No, I've never heard of that.
I mean, who do they think they are? The first one they listed was DayZ. It's a zombie apocalypse game. You familiar with it?
No.
Nope. Yep. Let's move on. Contra. Contra made their list.
Oh, good. Yeah. Good. Good.
Yeah. What was
Contra had to have that code in order for you to even get through it.
What? Because they've made lots of games. What was the first Contra? Like, what was the?
So you're these two guys. It's a fun way that the art. It's so funny to look at games now compared to games then. Yeah. But you're these two guys who had the hips of an owl. Like your hips could rotate 360 degrees. And then you would walk over these blocks and you would get upgrades to your guns. It was like a scrolling game,
but it was
that enemies
people.
Would come at you and you would, and there would be two of you and you could
maybe
go
they
high
were
low
robots. And, maybe they were, maybe know. They were cyborgs.
I don't know, but it was a very fun game that for the time I feel like had incredible graphics, even though if you looked at them today, you'd be like, you idiot. But it was a really fun game, but it was really, really hard unless you had that code.
There was no way to do it. All right. Braid. Do you remember Braid?
I've heard of it. I think at one point we did an episode where we kind of mentioned it.
Because it's in the video game indie designer.
It's one with like the little schoolboy, right? Like
it's an homage to Mario with a time element to it.
Oh,
so you're able to like, they're impossible, like you can never do it. But because you can control time, you're able to do things that you wouldn't have.
This thing came out at the same time as that Fez game that I think you were waiting to.
And Super Meat Boy.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Fez is okay. I like Fez. Q-Op, which is a classic
that's
game
where you try to
game.
Type and run.
Yeah, and I don't know if that's fair to put that on the list because quite honestly you don't have to play Q-Op. like that I feel like if you play Q-Op for more than 1 minute you're missing the point of Q-Op.
Q-Op is to video gaming what the cinnamon challenge is to life.
Exactly. Right. Like you do it or you see somebody do it, you go, oh
that's fun.
Neat.
Oh, it hurts. Okay, I'll stop.
I get it. Typing Q-W-O-M-P to your rhythm is not possible.
Yeah.
Neat. Moving on with my life. on their list is also Super Hexagon. Never heard of it.
Either.
No. Who do these guys think they are?
Does that mean that we're not into gaming enough or just we're not sadistic enough to? Because I feel like how many of these games do you have to honestly be looking for a game that frustrates you to fall into your lap?
I think if you have a staff of writers, you can be like, oh, yeah, that's a hard game. Oh, yeah, that's a hard game. It's just you. Like, if we should come up with our own list. F these guys. F stands for fun. Super Meat Boy made their list. N+.
But isn't Super Meat Boy frustrating in a fun way?
Yes, like intentionally.
Yeah.
Battletoads.
But I mean, I feel like I haven't played it, but I feel like the people that I either saw in that documentary or that I knew that have played it, I felt like they enjoyed it. Like, and maybe it's because it's like going to the Wiener Circle in Chicago where they curse at you.
Yeah.
Like you know what you're in for.
Right.
So that's what makes it enjoyable. Maybe that which is what I think you're describing. Maybe that's the thing that makes it different.
Yeah, but it's built to do that as opposed to Battletoads, which was not.
No.
It was a poorly tested game. They're like, oh, make it hard. Don't make it easy. Kids are dumb. They don't deserve to see our names in a credit. That was all you were playing for back then, by the way. There was no unlock. There was no amazing story.
No cutscene. No stinger.
Which, when you really think about it, like, what was even the point of that?
Nothing.
Like, to see when you play a challenging game to get to the end, at least now there are trophies that sit in your account online and if you're on console and I can look and be like, oh, okay, he's got a platinum in Super Meat Boy. That guy is crazy. In Cuphead, that guy is crazy. something is wrong with you. The rest of the list is not loading up. You have to go and look on your own. Let's make our own list. Top All five right. most challenging games you've ever done.
Ooh, the most challenging and
most
games.
Frustrating games you've ever done.
Go ahead. This
is one.
This the game that we're playing right now?
Yeah.
No, you go first, though.
No, yeah. I don't know how. I don't have an answer. All right, that's our show. Stump. It's called Stump. So mad. So mad. Was that our show? Nice. All right, so we'll have everybody weigh in. And
let's have a hashtag.
Yeah.
Hashtags are fun.
Okay. Frustrating
hashtag
game.
Hashtag so mad.
So mad game.
Oh, okay.
So mad game. All right. Hashtag so mad game.
Yeah, send us that so we can know the games that frustrate you.
Yeah. We'll recap the next week. And the next week, I want to talk about, speaking of completing a game to see the end, I got this voicemail in the form of a text. Isn't that how technology works?
I love it. Sounds like progress.
The future is now. And this is why I should have an iPhone 8.
Early adopter, my eye.
Oh, gosh, the internet is so hard. This is a long question.
Are you on the internet here?
No, what's the internet?
Okay. Oh, boy.
So here's my question. It says, at what point do you consider yourself having completed a game? For instance, this is John Rittner. For instance, I played 32 hours on Far Cry Primal, and I've gotten 71.16% through the game, and I've done all the main missions, side missions, everything except the collectibles. Do I consider myself having completed the game? Or am I supposed to live
100%?
Another 10 hours looking for hidden jewelry and masks?
No. Yeah, let's talk about that.
Yeah. What makes a game done? And what makes you so mad?
So mad. Oh, on behalf of Kevin Miller, this is Justin Worship saying not only so mad, but okay, bye.